Hi, my name is Jackie Davidson.
And my name's Lisa Parker.
And welcome back to the John Gosling 1742 Cookbook Podcast, where myself and Lisa are recreating recipes from an original Georgian-era cookbook that belonged to a gentleman called John Gosling, London, 1742. We are still recording remotely, so Lisa is in Gloucester and I'm in Birmingham. And we've had another look through the cookbook and we've picked out a recipe that has the title To Make a Ye Olde Cake. So, Lisa, shall I read the recipe out from the book and then we'll have a chat about it?
Yeah, that's great, Jackie.
So, to make a ye olde cake, take 1/2 pound of stoned flour, 1 pound of butter, 1.5 pounds of sugar, 3 pints of milk, 6 eggs, leave out 1/2 the whites, as much yeast as will raise 1/2 stone loaf, or rather more, 1/4 quarter of cinnamon, 1/4 quarter of mace, a nutmeg, 1/2 pound of raisins, 1 pound of currants, 1 ounce of seeds, and a little rose water. So that's the recipe. No instructions, just a list of ingredients. So, Lisa, we've reduced the ingredients, haven't we, by 1/4?
That's right.
So what have you gone for, Lisa?
Okay, so we've gone for 2 ounces of flour, 4 ounces of butter, 6 ounces of sugar, 14 ounces of milk, 2 eggs with 1 of the whites left out, 1/2 pack of the dried yeast, cinnamon, mace, nutmeg, all about 1/2 teaspoon, 2 ounces of raisins, 4 ounces of currants, some caraway seeds, 1/4 ounce, and a little bit of rose water.
So, where would you like to start, Lisa?
Okay, I'll start with the flour. Start measuring up the flour.
And this recipe is on page 91 of the cookbook, and no name is attributed to this recipe. There is another recipe for a ye olde cake in the cookbook, which is a bit different to this one and does contain alcohol. But we'll have a go at that one on a different occasion.
Okay, so that's the flour measured out.
The title of this recipe seemed a bit different, but really, it's an old-fashioned way of saying Yule, like Yuletide.
Yeah, you know what? I wondered that, actually, when you said it. Ye olde cake, whether it was a Christmas cake, yeah? With all the currants and raisins in as well, yeah.
Absolutely. So it's basically, it's a type of Christmas cake, but it was either known as a Yule cake or a ye olde cake. But both the recipes in the book both have the title a ye olde cake. That's if I'm pronouncing it right, Lisa.
So next I'm going to weigh the butter. Right, okay. So I've measured out the butter. So next, 6 ounces of sugar. Okay, so that's 6 ounces of sugar measured out. Next is 14 ounces of milk. Okay, so next it's 2 eggs with 1 of the whites left out. Right, okay, so that's 2 eggs measured out. Next is 1/2 pack of dry yeast. Lovely. Right, there we go. Next is cinnamon, mace, nutmeg, or 1/2 teaspoon. So I'll start with the cinnamon. Okay. So that's the cinnamon. Next the nutmeg. And next the mace. Okay. Right, next 2 ounces of raisins. Right, okay, 2 ounces of raisins. So that's measured out. And next is currants. 4 ounces of currants. Ooh, quite a bit more. Right, next is the caraway seeds. I'm just going to weigh those out. 1/4 ounce. There we go. And a little bit of rose water. Okay. So I'm going to put all the ingredients together now into the bowl. Well, I've already put the flour in the bowl with the spices, you know, the cinnamon, the mace, and the nutmeg. And I've added the yeast as well. So next I'm going to add the eggs. And start stirring it. Next the butter. And I add everything first, then put the milk in last, I think. So it's all mixed. Okay. Mix the caraway seeds. Then the sugar. Currants next. And the raisins. Okay, then there'll be the rose water. Alright, that's in. Okay, so that's all mixed together with the rose water. And the last thing to add is the milk. Yeah, it's quite runny, that milk. Yeah, because it's very wet, it's very runny.
We've decided Lisa has mixed the mixture together, but it's still looking quite runny really, quite watery. So we've decided to add in another 2 ounces of flour. We feel if we don't put the extra flour in, this won't form properly. So that will take the amount of flour we've put in to 4 ounces. It is trial and error, isn't it, with all these recipes, Lisa? We normally get there in the end. What do you think? Another ounce or another 2 ounces? Another 2 ounces. Okay. So we're going to add more flour. So this will take it to 6 ounces of flour.
Yeah. Yes, the yeast to form. Yeah. I mean, it might form with the yeast after half an hour. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So Lisa's mixed it all together. We're going to let it rest now for 30 minutes for the yeast to do its thing, and we'll come back and have a look at it and get it in the oven then.
Okay, we've let it stand for 30 minutes. So now I'm just going to put the mixture into a bowl, and then I'm going to bake it in the oven for about half an hour to 35 minutes at 170 degrees fan-assisted oven. Right, that's it. Okay, so it's in the bowl, so now I'm just going to put it in the oven. Okay, so we'll leave it in there for about 30 to 35 minutes.
So just a few notes on ye olde cakes or Yule cakes. So this is a traditional historical recipe for a type of Christmas cake, and it was also known as a Yule cake. In the book, the two recipes that are in the cookbook are both written down as a ye olde cake. Each recipe is a little different. So tonight we're doing the one which is non-alcoholic. So we've had a look round, and Mrs. Beaton has a recipe for a Christmas cake which is quite similar to our recipe that we're doing tonight, but her recipe is titled A Christmas Cake. So Lisa, you've had a look at the cake that's been in the oven.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you actually made a decision, didn't you, after you'd popped it into the oven? You actually turned it down to 160 degrees, and you've actually let it bake for now 50 minutes.
Yeah, I did.
Because you felt it needed to cook for longer at a slightly lower heat.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I brought the temperature down a bit.
So, shall we have a look at it and see what you think and have a taste?
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, it is quite rich, but very, very tasty with all the spices in. Obviously taste the nutmeg and the mace and the cinnamon, really nice combination of flavours there. And currants and the raisins as well. Yeah.
And what about the rose water? Can you
No, I can't taste the rose water at all. Tell you what I can taste is, well, obviously the caraway seeds, because they're quite a strong flavour as well, aren't they? Yeah. Mm.
So would this make a nice Christmas cake? Yeah. You don't normally see caraway seeds mentioned in a Christmas cake, do you? It was a bit of trial and error, wasn't it? Sort of working out the ingredients, because we did have to up the amount of flour that we put in. So it's worked, hasn't it? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it has worked out.
Yes, yeah. So really, it we feel it needed a little less milk and the flour content being upped a little bit. But it has got there in the end. It's worked out. Well, another interesting recipe. And yeah, it's worked out in its own way. So yeah, I think we'll sign off on this edition of the podcast. So thanks for listening and join us again soon. And it's goodbye from me, Jackie Davidson.
And from me, Lisa Parker.
Bye.
Bye.